it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah, this go hard right there. Lemmy.
We got quite a night on tap here in Philadelphia. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. By the way, tonight, Eagles right here on 94 WIP, Thursday Night Football. Pre-game show starts at 6. Hugh and I and Elliot Shore-Parks get you ready for the game tonight. And then, while we're doing that, and after we're done, Phillies on KYW and 1210 WPHC. So you can listen to anything and bounce back and forth, which I'm sure a lot of people will do tonight between the two games. All right, so we've spoken mostly about the Phillies today. Well, we continue to with your phone calls. Hugh, we really, I can't remember a time, I guess it was a couple years ago when the Phillies went deeper in the playoffs, where we spent so little time on an Eagles game.
Yeah.
We got a game tonight. We'll obviously do a pregame show at 6, so we'll spend a lot of time then. But Hugh, what are you expecting tonight? And do you need to see the Eagles blow the doors off the Giants tonight?
Allow me to long talk for a minute while Kyle gives me the stink eye.
Just say yes.
I understand where everybody's coming from, especially with the game that we had last week.
Mm-hmm.
I need a win. Now, do I need a style point win? Not really.
Oh, you're the worst.
I don't. I just need a win.
Against this god-awful team?
Yeah, this is a god-awful team. I expect, to your point, Joe, this can't be no 21-17.
Ugh.
But it probably will be. It'll probably be a 21-17.
That's not acceptable.
Well, here's the reality of it. And I know we've downplayed the come to Jesus meeting that we've had with Saquon. Saquon has become the glue. Well, he was always the glue because Jalen talked about the fact that he was the glue. I think the way that this is so deep rooted that it's going to take a little bit more time for this to really get hashed out. So and Landon's not playing tonight.
Landon is not playing, which is the right move. I mean, I know he can't play, but they need to be careful with him and give him some time.
Landon's not playing tonight.
Now, tonight's a good night to rest him. Look.
And this is a pretty damn good defense. This Giants defense is pretty good.
So that's – I understand your point on why it is probably going to be a lower scoring game. If you look at the totals across the board this weekend in the NFL, point totals for games, it's the second lowest total. I think the only one that's lower is Browns-Steelers.
Yeah.
So it's expected to be a low scoring game. But I mean, look, the Eagles' defense should let the Giants score. Jackson Dart and no receivers?
Well, I will say this about young quarterbacks, especially ones, but Vic is a veteran defensive coordinator.
That's right.
But young quarterbacks, you should be able to confuse them because there's a lot of looks that they have not seen.
Here, I'm looking at this Giants depth chart. These guys.
And they don't have any receivers.
I don't even know if these are real football players. Greg Van Roten.
I like Scatterboo.
He's their best weapon.
I like Scatterboo.
He's their best. Come on, man.
I do. I like him, but I don't see no
one. Jermaine, Eleanor Moore. I mean, who are these people?
No.
Theo Johnson. This is what they're rolling out to. This should be a night we hold the Giants to 13.
No. What are we doing? What are we doing here? We are the defending Super Bowl champs.
Yep.
There's one time that you should puff your chest out and say, we weren't allowed to use the Eagles.
It's the Giants
we are that
games.
Team.
It's the Giants.
It's this one.
Yeah. I thought we weren't allowed
No. It's because the gap here is like the Grand freaking Canyon between what we expect us to be, the standard we're holding our team to, and the Giants. The Giants are 1-4. You know what? If you think the Eagles' offense is stunk, we have 125 points on the season. The Giants have 87.
Oh, my goodness.
87. They are garbage. Go kick their ass. If they don't kick their ass, I'm sounding the alarms.
Familiarity breeds contempt.
No.
And these teams are very familiar with one another.
Yeah, but they're a garbage
and
football team.
They are, but they're going to play it tough. Whew. They're going to play you tough.
Lower the bar, Douglas is back on a Thursday. I mean, this is good. I'm not going to get through the pregame show. The Phillies better go up early. Otherwise, I'm going to be yelling.
I'm appalled.
Listen. We got to get a win. I think we're going to win. 21-17 sound like that might be.
Oh, my God. If this thing is that close in the fourth quarter, again, in five games this year, the Eagles have had fewer first downs and yards than every opponent. That has to change tonight. Like, at least the other ones. And I think it's a little bit excuse-making, but you could say, Joe, come on, it was the Chiefs. It was Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, CeeDee Lamb. It was obviously Matt Stafford. And like all of them, you can make something up to me where I get it. There's no getting it tonight. If we don't outgain them and have more first downs, it's a joke.
Yeah, I haven't had any of the – I've pushed back with the 2023 stuff for a variety of reasons. Yeah. They even squeaked this one out. Then it's all valid.
Yeah, well, there's a serious conversation.
And it's a drop the act Friday.
I'm serious.
I had it up to here Friday. That's what it needs to be.
I've already had it up to here with your nonsense.
All right, can we hear from Ray Dittinger? At least sees this thing clearly. At least someone around here does. Ray, on this game against the Giants tonight.
The one thing, you know, I normally, and I've talked to you about this forever, I hate Thursday night football. Yeah. To me, it's one of my least favorite things in the world. But I'm glad they're playing Thursday night this week.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're playing Thursday night, and I'm glad they're playing against this team. Because the Giants stink, okay? And this is a game that the Eagles have to go out, and they just have to crush this team.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't screw around with this team. It can't be close and forth. You got to crush this team because they're there to be crushed, okay? And forget about, you know, being on the road. That's going to sound like the link. I mean, it's going to because it always does up there. And this is a game. I know you don't have a whole lot of time to get healed and game plan, but it shouldn't matter against this team. You can't be fooling around with these guys. You got to go out and you got to crush this team right from the jump. And then maybe you get your season back on track. But this is a big game, surprisingly enough, but it's the perfect opponent at the perfect time. Go out and do what you have to do.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you hear Ray Dittinger there?
I did hear him.
Okay.
And I got love for Ray Diddy, but I mean, it's going to be a tough one.
It's going to be a tough one.
Well, I think they're going to win, but I think it's going to be, you know, it's not going to be pretty.
So if you're right, I think the issue will be our offense, right? I don't expect the Eagles to let the Giants score points tonight. I just don't expect it. Well, if the Giants are in the 20s, something drastic happens. So I think they'll be in the teens. The Eagles' offense should get to the mid-20s. I'm not asking for 40 points, but we got to have – shouldn't we win this game by double digits?
We should.
Should.
We should, but I don't feel like – as I think about this game and how it's going to play out, how do you see us win? The Giants are pretty decent against the run, and we haven't really ran the ball that well. Well, hell, we haven't really thrown the ball that well either.
We've done anything well on offense.
As I put my – analyst cap on, talk about this.
The light bulb went off. Our offense has sucked.
And I don't think, you know, because we're talking about the meeting that everybody had to come to Jesus meeting.
Yeah.
I think there's still going to be some growing pains with that.
Growing pains.
I think it's going to look better, but it's not going to look great.
It's October 9th.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Because
it's the Giants.
And that's the thing. That's the thing, guys, because I think around last year, around this time, this is when we started to turn the corner.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like that's going to be the case today. This might take another week. This might take the time off that we're going to need to get, you know, get healthy, get your mind right, and then maybe next week is that week. But I don't feel like this is the week that we exercise the demons. The conversation has been had, no question. But I just don't, and it might be better, but I don't feel like everything is fixed. Because that's some, that's some deep-rooted hatred.
Well, sure.
I don't want to say it's hatred because recklessly speculating.
You're talking about the Eagles players with each other.
There's a lot going on that we don't know about. And I don't even really know if everybody understands what the gripe is. This feels deeper than football to me. It really does. So I just feel like tonight they're going to win, but it's not going to be – they're going to win. But it's not going to be what we think it should be.
Yeah. Okay. But Eagles,
is that acceptable?
It's not acceptable.
No. I mean, a win is a win.
Oh my God,
it's not acceptable.
It's a win. It's a win.
It's not.
No. As long as one loss on the season, and we still have time to get it together. Now, I will give you this, Kyle, because I know what you're trying to get me to say. It has to start to get better. Because if you're talking about, to your point, this is eerily similar to the year we went to Tampa. Was that 2023?
23, yeah.
Yeah. It feels kind of like
everything fell hard.
Yes.
The record was nice, but things weren't right.
It's going to take a little while.
There are similarities to that. They're winning despite in spite of being outgained every week. That is similar. Now, they have a better defense than then, and they have Vic Fangio. That year they had the combination of, who do we have? Sean Desai and Matt Patricia. I mean, that's a major difference. But offensively, yeah, it's been choppy. Tonight, they got to get it done. Our pregame show coming up at 6 later tonight. We'll be with Elliot. And do you expect and need an Eagles blowout tonight? I do. Again, I don't need them to win by 40. I recognize it's a short week. But I need a double-digit victory.
If 27 is better than 21?
27-17 is better. Yeah, that's okay. Better. If it's 11 o'clock tonight and I'm watching the TV thinking the game is still in the balance, then there's a problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, the game should be over. The way last night, you know how the eighth inning ended the game for the Phillies? Yeah. I need that tonight in the fourth quarter. Just run away from them and get out and get a victory. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Theo is out in Vegas. What's up, Theo?
Theo.
Hey, guys. Yeah, the Eagles, I'm not worried about the time.
Theo, I'm going to put you on hold there. I think Theo might be...
Got that jitterbug.
Yeah, he might be somewhere in the mountains in Vegas. So let's go to Frank in Savannah. What's up, Frank?
How you doing? Hugh, I heard you say the Giants have a bad rush defense. So normally I agree with you, but they're the 26th-ranked defense against the rush.
That's not great.
No, it's bad. That's bad.
I mean, they're giving up an average of 140 rushing yards a game. Now, their last three was 115. So they're getting a little better. Their last game was only 88. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that they're going to come through tonight, even with Matt Pryor. Maybe Fred Johnson slides in at guard. I still think they're going to go ahead and put up some points. I'm looking at 28-13.
I would take that. Yeah, and Frank, they should be able to run the ball. Personnel-wise, the Giants probably should be better against the run, but they're not, right? They're getting pushed around a little bit, like you just said. And this feels like the week Saquon gets going a little bit in the run game. Back against the Giants. And that Amazon documentary is coming out. I'm not sure if it's out today or tonight, the whole Saquon thing. And one thing that I saw, Frank, yesterday that's interesting, Hugh, in the documentary when it's out, apparently there's a part in it where he asked the Giants for a trade a couple years ago, and they said no to him. Which, Frank, when I saw that, I was like, man, that moment changes Eagles history, right? If they trade him somewhere, that team clearly re-signs him. They're not going to trade for him and let him walk away. So he never gets the free agency, and we never get him.
Yeah, and I also just wanted to touch base. Yesterday I called for the first time and told you guys – about, the whole Kevin Millar, don't let the Phillies win.
We're
winning again tonight. All the pressure is on the Dodgers. And the other thing you got to think about is when you watch that game, if you looked at Dave Roberts, starting in about the third inning, he was shook. I mean, his mannerisms, he was jumping up and down. He didn't look that composed, cool, and collected he did at CBP. And I really think that the pressure of trying to be generationally great is going to just, I mean, when we come out tonight and we get Glasnow out in the third or fourth inning, man, I think it's going to be bad for him. I really do.
Frank, you might be right. And you know what? I think last night he was teetering between, like, do I go for the kill tonight or do I save my guys for game four? And he kept the Phillies alive. But when he let Kershaw stay out there, it was like, all right, they're conceding this game.
I mean, I was scared up to that point, though. I'll be honest with you. As much as I had put some bravado, we left, I think I counted 7 runners up until JT hit that solo shot.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 3-1. It was apocalyptic. At one point, I was getting nervous. But I really feel like tonight they just got to – I hope the Phillies, if y'all hear me, come out, stay focused, play loose, and just put the bat on the ball. The home runs will come. Don't go swinging out of the zone because that's what they're going to do. Watch the first 3 at-bats. He's going to go glass now. It's not even going to put something in the zone because he doesn't want these guys connecting.
Frank, you're right about that. I mean, good phone call, man. No, Glasnow will throw the baseball out of the zone. I mean, his whole thing is to try to get chase. He has a great curveball. He's got nasty stuff. There's a reason why his strikeout rate in his career is as high as it is. But the Phillies have to do their part and be smart and not let him strike them out.
And I don't feel like the Phillies have chased a lot, like at all.
I think you're right.
I think their problems have been different this time, which is good. But I'm encouraged by their approach. When it comes to a guy like Glasnow on the mound,
I think they're going to wait him out. Yeah, I think the other side of it is Sanchez has to hold the Dodgers down so the Phillies don't feel tight. Like, if we went down 2-0, maybe we would chase because we feel tight. As long as Sanchez is doing his thing, I think the Phillies will stay disciplined. All right, Theo, back up in Vegas. What's up, Theo?
Hey, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yeah, so, the Phillies, I mean, last night gave me a tiny bit of hope, but I've fallen for this over and over. Like, I'm not trying to fall for the banana in the tailpipe again. They just have no play discipline. Last night was different. But, like, all season, against bad pitchers, we hit 8 home runs, and then it makes us believe that we can win this whole thing. But, like, the other night, with Nick Castellanos on second, man on second with no outs, like, basically a must-win game, I feel. Like, good teams always score that run, okay? And Nick Castellanos, what was he doing? And then he's upset with, like, us booing him. Like, he makes $100 million. You know what I'm saying? Like, his feelings hurt. Like, what the heck? He doesn't deserve to play in Philly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like Bryce's response. And then, like, last night, Bryce, the whole team did. They played better, but I still just don't like the play discipline. Like, what happened to Bryce Harper? Like, here's a scouting report on Bryce now. You bring in a lefty and you throw him a slider. He falls for it every time. He used to spit on these pitches. You know, this team has just been so frustrating the last couple of years. They give us so much hope, and then they go dead.
No, man,
is that going to happen? I mean, it happened the first two games. Is it going to happen tonight? I hope not. The homer in me.
Did you enjoy the game last night, man? Theo, did you enjoy the game last night?
Yes, I did. But
okay. Okay.
You know what?
He's not having it today.
No, I'm just – I don't understand. Like, we're complaining about a win. I mean – we're looking at elimination. We got plenty of time to complain, Theo. I'm just kind of wondering what's the point?
I've gone through this since we lost that series to Arizona.
And we all feel the same way.
So Theo, I get it, and I think a lot of people out there probably share some of the same sentiment. Theo, we appreciate the phone call. Here's the thing, though. This is fandom, right? This is what you do. You get back up, and if you're thinking logically about this, they're still in a hole, right? The Dodgers are still major favorites to win this series. I get all that. Like, when I didn't forget all that when we walked in here at 10 o'clock today. But we have optimism now, and the Phillies have the pitching advantage. And as far as the chase stuff, I agree with Kyle. I don't think that's been as big of a problem in this series. Bryce, maybe against some of the lefties. I thought the at-bat he worked in the first inning last night was a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the other thing, too.
They did what they had to do last night, Joe. It's not perfect. They did what they had to do. Do we know this team is flawed? Yes. Do we know there's a good chance that they might lose tonight? Yes. I mean, it's not lost on us, but let's enjoy the moment.
The other thing is, when you're in the playoffs, it's never going to look pretty every at bat. Like, they had Ohtani, Snell, and Yamamoto start the first three games. Like, have you noticed Shohei Ohtani's had some bad swings?
Yeah.
Good pitchers get good hitters to look bad. I mean,
also, they kicked the Dodgers' ass last night.
They
won 8-2. In the pitching matchup, that should have been the single worst one of the whole series for us. Like, and look, there was a small part of me yesterday that was like, just rip the Band-Aid off. Let's get this over with. Mm-hmm. Bury the Phillies. But now that we're here, it's like, you know, I'm glad we have more baseball tonight.
Of course.
The Phillies are still here.
That's the bottom line,
and we have hope that we can do this.
If you want to complain, all the people that want to complain, you got tomorrow. If whatever happens tomorrow, if you want to complain, if they lose tomorrow, you got all day to complain. Then you can say, I told you so, and you can call in and talk about how bad they were. I'm pretty sure you're going to have that group's going to call in. If it doesn't go the way we think it's going to go, that group will call in and you'll have your moment. But right now, today is just not the day for that.
And I got to tell you, yesterday there were 4 playoff baseball games on. I was watching or listening to all of them. And I know, does it always work like this? No, there's no team out there left that's as good as the Dodgers. If we can pull this off, like, think about what's left in front of us. The Cubs or the Brewers, most likely the Brewers. They're good. Dodgers are obviously better than them in terms of talent. And then I look at the American League, it's going to be one of 3 teams. The Toronto Blue Jays, the Tigers, or the Mariners. I mean, like, if we can win the next 2 games, the path is right there to go win the whole thing. So, yeah, I mean, today's the day to have optimism. And hang up Hughes not having the negativity today. That's...
I like how you did that.
You're not. I mean, amazing. No Phillies negativity, which I appreciate. But, you know, lowering the bar for the Eagles.
I'm not lowering the bar.
You did.
I'm just being realistic about what I'm potentially going to see.
Their best weapon is Cam Scatabo.
Okay, let's Boo, let's
Bo,
workshop
whatever
this.
His name is.
Let's workshop this a little bit. This team, we saw them like 4 days ago. And they played,
Yeah, wow, it's been a long week. It's 4 days ago.
Yeah, they look horrible.
Yeah, but the Broncos are good. The Broncos are good.
The Broncos aren't that good. The Broncos, like,
Broncos
decent.
Are a lot better than the Giants.
Yeah, they're a lot better than the Giants.
I think the Broncos might be good. We'll see.
Here's my problem with you.
Wait a minute, why is it with me?
Among many things. So, you're being realistic about what we might see tonight against the Giants. Like, that's one thing. What Joe and I are saying is, like, that reality is not acceptable.
No.
And it shouldn't be acceptable.
Like, that means we're lowering the bar on what
they are. We
should
have higher expectations and a higher standard for the Eagles.
Well, I do. I do.
But obviously not.
But I'm also a realist.
Well, so I guess what I'm trying to separate out of you is what you think is going to happen versus like what we should expect to happen. If we squeak one out, win by 3 points against the Giants tomorrow, you're going to say a win's a win, everything's okay.
Well, yeah, it's still
okay.
To be
that's
done.
Crazy to me.
No, it's Kyle. It's you. Not acceptable. Okay, let me say that because I think you're hung
there
up on me accepting.
I am.
It's not acceptable.
That was the question.
But it's probably going to happen.
Okay.
That's probably going to happen.
So we've done a lot this year, and some people are upset about these analogies. Like, are they like the 2023 Eagles, right? And there's reasons why you could say you see some similarities and why you'd say, no, that's ridiculous. Could we all agree on this? The 2024 Eagles, last year's team, would blow the doors off this Giants team tonight. They'd win the game by 17 or 20 points.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't even be close. And I don't know if they're going to be as good as they were last year. They're probably not, but it's like a litmus test. It's not about the win or the loss tonight. There should be no thought they're going to lose the game. But it's about how they win and what that means. And, Hugh, to your point, it is a short week. It's a divisional play. I get all that. And I was just looking at the scores of these Thursday games so far this season. For the most part, they've been close. The biggest margin of victory in these Thursday games so far this season has been, I believe, 10. It's been 10, 9, a lot of threes.
Mm-hmm.
An overtime game last week with a division game with the Niners and Rams. So I get that. That's Thursday games tend to be weird. But boy, this is a spot the Eagles should win. I mean, Vic Fangio against a quarterback making his third start in the NFL.
Yeah, he's a young – but they're going to keep – the way I imagine this game is going to go, as good as this Eagles defense is, I mean, they have leaked oil as of late, but they have fast flow linebackers. Scatterball is decent, but he's not that fast.
Right.
So you're going to try to, with your defense, keep the game close. Kind of like Denver did last week. You know, when you talk about the way that they managed the game, they kept the ball for the most part on the ground. When they did throw it, they got a little bit of trouble, but they were able to work their way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I figure this is the same thing. You're going to try to simplify the offense as much as you possibly can. You're not going to throw a whole lot at the young man because if I'm Vic Fangio, I'm disguising all types of coverages, and I'm showing him all different kind of looks, and I'm making him check off. I'm moving guys. I'm just going to make him overthink everything. So now, in order to kind of balance that out a little bit, when you have a young quarterback, your best friend is your running back. You got a young running back there too. So if I'm Fangio, I'm a bunch of run blitzes. I'm keying on that young man. And I'm trying to put them in downs where they have to throw the football. I don't think they want to go into a game where they want Jackson Dart throwing it a whole lot.
They turned the ball over in five straight possessions.
Yeah, they don't want that.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't. I'm sure they want to keep it close. It's probably why the total on the game is so low. All right, 215-592-9494. One more hour to get your calls in with us on tonight. The Phillies game 4 and Eagles-Giants. Do you need to see a big margin of victory for the Eagles tonight? I do. I mean, they have to win this game, and it can't be like 21-17 Douglas Squeaker over here. Plus, the Phillies had a team meeting before the game last night. What we know about what went down in that meeting, we'll hit it next, including a line I think everyone out there is going to like. 215-592-9494, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or the last touchdown of the game, you win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sports book of 94 WIP.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.